My name is Mary Collins and I come from a family of nine. I have five brothers and three sisters along with myself. My mother and father are originally from Ireland, but I would have lived my life in England. My mother was expecting, I'm a twin myself, and my mother was expecting a husband. She came back to her funeral in Ireland, and she actually had us done in the Drogheda Hospital. And we stayed back in Ireland for a year. We went back to Manchester then, and I would have lived the rest of my life in Manchester till I got married myself in 86. I went to school in Manchester, in the primary school as well. I had two sisters that was older than me. My mother was a fantastic cook, and my sisters would have done it because I would have been one of the youngest. They would have done a lot of the cooking themselves. But what I used to love my mother doing was the bread, and especially with the currants in it. It was a real treat to get the jam on top of it. So I would be 54, and that time it would have been very hard because there wouldn't be much money in the family. My father, when he was growing up, he would have been in a big, large family as well of 11, and my mother actually had a family of 14. My mother's mother actually died giving birth when my mother was only 14, so she would have taken on the mother role. My mother was a great beggar. They would have looking after the horses, and they would have provided the food. So again, like all the travellers at that time, they would have to go begging the houses to eat, to provide food. So what to get off the farm was the spuds, the bread, and whatever they'd have that evening, they'd try to provide for the rest of the children. But in Manchester, myself and my brothers and sister wouldn't have experienced any of that because we would have gone to school at a very young age, and I would have only done the primary school. At that, for the travellers at that time would have gotten no education at all. My mother is 83 and my father is 87, and thank God they're still alive. But they would never have seen the importance of education. It's only now at my age that we do see the importance of education. So I make sure that my own children, my grandchildren stays in school. But I would have just leaving it then maybe about 11, 12 and helping in then with my mother then with different stuff. But my mother always kind of liked to do her own cooking and things. But I learned how to just watch her doing the, she's bacon and cabbage was one of our favourites. We used to have The coddle was a great thing because she could, well, she'd say, no matter who'd come in for a chat in the mornings, she'd throw everything in. There was always plenty for everything, everybody. Mm. And my mother used to always love putting large amounts on because, as she always used to say to us, always show respect, have the tea, have the kettle on, and if someone comes in, always offer them a bit of food. And if you had to share it, no matter who was in, share it. You'd always have the bit of bread on the side because she'd always make sure she'd bake the bread. And that's just the way it was with my mother. And I think from myself, I carried on because I do always always make sure there's plenty of food if I have it at all. And if people comes in, I always give it to them as well. I just think it's very welcome for people to sit down at the table and to hand over whatever you have. So I got that from my mother. But the bread side of it here, when the women came together, I thought it was lovely. So they came from Ballymun. And they came from Harvey Point, and I would be related to some of them as well. As me growing up living in Manchester, I wouldn't have a real close relation with some of them. I'd know of them, but since I got married myself, I got to know them very well. And listen to some of the stories was great. What do you think about that, girls?